A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. Shalom. My name is Ruth of Ephesus. I take care of the home of an older woman whom I originally had thought was wealthy and had no worries like I did. After a year or so, I joined the new religion she and the others brought to our area. Gradually, responding to my curiosity and questions, she began to tell me about her life. She said her name was Miriam of Nazareth, and that she had an unusually gifted son. For some reason, she wouldn't tell me at first. She suffered much rejection and misunderstanding because of him. As I got to know Miriam better, I discovered, to my dismay, that her life was filled with sorrows and sufferings, far worse than mine or anyone I'd ever known. It was really hard to believe at first, because she always radiated such peace and quiet joy. I couldn't balance that with all her sorrows. I'm still having difficulty doing so, but she is so trustworthy. I know she must be telling the truth. Actually, I've learned that she is indeed wealthy and happy in a profound way that I have yet to understand completely. Recently, Miriam told me the name of her, or rather our, religion. It's Christian. She says it's actually named after her son, who was given a title of Christ, meaning the Anointed One. I feel so proud and honored to be associated with such an important person. Miriam says that some of the Christians have even started a prayer devotion named after her. They call it the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Mary's another form of her name, Miriam. I didn't understand why they said only seven, because what I've learned from her, there were a lot more than seven. So I asked her one day about it. Miriam told me that in her ethnic culture and former religion of Judaism, the number seven meant fullness or completion. So it was their way of saying her whole life was filled to overflowing with unimaginable suffering. I just don't know how she does it. Experiencing such soul-wrenching pain, and yet not inflicting it on others, like I tend to do. Her most poignant words occurred one afternoon recently, after I brought the laundry up from the river. As we folded together the fresh-smelling and sun-drenched clothes, she spoke, "Ruth, I thought the most agonizing moment of sorrow was after my son's side and heart were pierced with the soldier's lance. My heart and soul felt as if they were split wide open by a huge invisible sword, and my entire life poured out like water upon the ground. Tears welled up in her brown eyes. Then she put her hand on my shoulder and said tenderly, "But you know, my dear one, the most painful moment actually came before that, while Jesus was still alive." He looked at the disciple standing next to me and said, "Son, behold your mother." Then he looked at me for the last time and whispered, "Mother, behold your son." I was utterly heartbroken. As much as I love all my spiritual children and pray for them constantly, it was a shock to hear him give me away without a word of goodbye. But, Miriam continued, I then realized the pain had a deeper meaning. My little human heart was being stretched and rent open in order to embrace the whole world. I still carry that wound until all my children are safely in the Father's kingdom. I began to weep and I cried out, "Oh, Miriam, how can God treat you so badly?" She smiled with a faraway gaze and replied, "No, no, dear Ruth, you misunderstand. God is treating me like himself. He has given me his own heart and his own love so that I can love every single person that exists. He has given me an infinite maternal love which turns every sorrow into overwhelming joy. My dear Ruth, Berakah Hashem, blessed be his name, my child."